Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then there was the news that Ja Morant is seeking counseling in Florida. This from Adrian Wojnarowski. Was there ever any doubt in your mind that Ja Morant, I'm not discrediting the scoop,
right?
It's the first person who has reported it, right? Was there ever any doubt in your mind that Ja Morant was undergoing some kind of therapeutic process that involved counseling?
I think you have to establish to what degree of doubt.
I had no doubt.
The language was very clear. That was therapy type language.
Here's the thing. There are different kinds of disciplinary. When you screw up or whatever you want to say, he did. There is the, you're suspended for 10 games or 5 games. You go home and you sit in your room, right?
Right. You get grounded.
Or whatever. You're grounded, right? This never felt like that. That is a thing. Like, there are suspensions where you're suspended. Go home.
Right.
This never, ever, ever felt like that. It felt like from the very first, more constructive ways of dealing with stress. That was in literally the first statement that Ja made. And then we had all the language about embracing the process, you know, and a healing. And this was not Ja at home shooting pool. It was always, now whether it's sincere or not, you can go off to some sort of counseling thing because, damn it, I have to do it, right?
Sure.
Or you can go off to a counseling thing because,
damn it, I want to do it.
Damn it, I want to do it. Or, this is often the case, in fact, I was asked on another show, I don't even remember, I've done so many now, does it bother you that he might not be sincere, that he's going to do this as a, actually it was a podcast, and I was asked, was I concerned that he mentioned his corporate partners in his apology? And it all felt like it. No, it doesn't bother me at all. Let's just say you get a DUI and you, as part of your sentence, you are ordered to go to rehab. Or you're ordered to attend
alcohol counseling,
AA, or and you are mad. You have no. I got no problems here. This is ridiculous. I just had 3 drinks, whatever. And you go to either a place or meetings or whatever else, and you, as you're sitting there, you realize, this sounds a little bit like me. Some of these things I'm hearing here sound a little bit like me. I don't care if you went because you had to go or if you went because you wanted to go, as long as ultimately you embrace it. And we will never know, or not never know, we will not, certainly there's no way of knowing now whether Ja is embracing it or whether he is not embracing it. I was listening to the ESPN basketball, one of the ESPN basketball podcasts, as I was driving from Fort Worth to Texarkana, and someone cynically said, can't wait to read the first profile about how Ja has found religion and has turned over a new leaf and has whatever else. And I get it. I get the cynicism there, right? I totally get it. And he's a new man and blah, blah. I get the cynicism there, but I also somewhat resent the cynicism there. Like, why can't that be true? Why wouldn't we hope that for anybody, that he actually does, in fact, in this moment of crisis, figure out a better way of living for himself and his family going forward? And in fact, maybe it actually, hopefully, will be true that he has, not automatically won a 180 and all the different, but maybe he actually will. Maybe he will make progress through this. There's no way to know. I don't know. I've certainly had plenty of therapy, may need more. All my kids have, in one way, as they've dealt with one crisis with another, have talked to people who have helped them through things. It's been normalized, thankfully. It has been normalized, and some of it's been normalized because of, honestly, athletes and NBA players. Kevin Love, obviously, went public with his depression, but there are plenty of others. Simone Biles, Keon Dooling. You know who else used to talk about his mental struggles all the time? Jerry West. Jerry West is a man possessed. And used to talk about, he gave me a self-help book, Jerry West did. I have it at home. I don't know why. DeMar DeRozan tweeted at one point, this depression getting the best of me. And now he talks publicly about counseling and therapy and whatever else. And so I think it's, of course it's fabulous. It's obviously what he should be doing. It's obviously, honestly, what he was doing. I think we knew that all along. It's obviously what he should be doing. And hopefully it will prove to be fruitful for him. I will also say that there has been a stigma attached to therapy or whatever, recovery, or for forever that is diminishing. There is still more, is my understanding, more of a stigma in the Black community. And right now, it's also less availability. Do you know what percentage of therapists in this country are African American?
Less than 10. I mean,
4.
Yeah.
4%, according to the last numbers that I saw and the last study that I saw of for men 18 to 44. If you are anxious or depressed, white men 18 to 44 who describe dealing with anxiety or depression, 45.4% have seen, engaged in some sort of counseling. Whereas for African American men, it's 26.4%. So substantially lower percentage. And honestly, I was talking to someone today. I said, do you know any Black male therapists in town? I was talking to someone in the medical profession. I said, can you give me the name of one? If I wanted to talk to someone about, whatever. And the answer was, I don't know that there are any. And so there you go. I understand the cynicism. There was someone said to me, I've heard a lot of, what's he seeking counseling for? What's he in recovery for? Strip joints? Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, actually, yes. And the idea that this was conjured up as some sort of get out of jail free card, as it were, like, oh my God, I have this crisis. It's sort of what's considered the Hollywood playbook. You have this crisis. What do? You go to rehab. You plead mental health challenges and you go to rehab. Well, I suspect even in that context, there usually are mental health challenges, and rehab's probably appropriate for a lot of these folks. But the idea that this is new for Ja is silly. If you've been listening to Ja for the last year or more, what you have heard is a guy who often is struggling to wonder why he is not enjoying his astonishing accomplishments as much as one would think. I remember it, honestly, Drew Hill asked him this question at the end of last year, which really was his breakout season. How's it been? And it was startling how not unhappy he sounded, but you expected just this sheer burst of happiness. And we do see that occasionally, like when he got his contract or when he makes the All-Star team. But then there's always this step back, and it's like, I don't know, I'm kind of struggling. In fact, do we have the clip, Jeffrey? I got a clip. Who was the host here?
Taylor Rooks.
Taylor Rooks talked to Josh a year ago. And she retweeted the comments today or last night in the wake of Woj's news that he's in counseling. And literally, this is a year ago, she asked Ja about things like mental health, and here's how that conversation went.
I don't know. I just felt like the bubble just wasn't me. Like, obviously, like, I'm a homebody. Like, I like being home, but, you know, just being stuck in there and not being able to do nothing was, you know, kind of tough. Like, I was just overthinking a lot. Like, I was, you know, getting down. Like, but I don't tell nobody, you know, none of that stuff. Like, I just, anytime somebody asks me, like, are you okay? I'm always say, you know, I'm good, even if I'm not. Like, I'm just kind of used to, you know, getting through stuff on my own. So it was definitely tough for me. So
yeah,
not saying I was ready to leave the bubble, but I was.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everyone was. Everyone was ready to go. But I mean, is that difficult, like, to know that even if you're not okay, you're saying you are? And then it's like, okay, well, when you're not okay, what do? Who do you talk to? Like, what it feels like?
It's not. I feel like, you know, the word now, people say it's toxic. I feel like it is, like, because it can go either way. Like, you know, you probably can get through it or you can go down even more. Mm-hmm. I always said, like one of my favorite quotes was, you don't realize you're drowning when you're trying to be everyone else's anchor. So, mm-hmm. like, through the bubble, like, I was, you know, just thinking about that quote. Like, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, put yourself first, like, your health, no matter what it is. Like, I'm always making sure everybody else straight, but sometimes I got to, you know, worry about me. And normally that's the times, you know, when I, you know, be in a dark place, when I'm mm-hmm. trying to make sure everybody else good and knowing I'm not good and just be even more, you know, harder. So,
yeah, that's one of the things I felt like they tried to do well in the bubble was, you know, how when you would wake up, you'd have to do the questionnaire. And like the very last question they say is like, do you want to speak to a yeah. mental health professional today?
Yeah.
And I thought that was like a really nice thing that they did because it was hard for so many people. And when I've done interviews, I talked about it. I talked to Jimmy Butler about therapy. I just talked to Michael B. Jordan about therapy. And they've all said, like, I have tried this and it has helped me. Michael B. said that he still does it. Is that yeah. something that you would try?
I think, you know, eventually I would. Mm-hmm. Normally, like, I'm just so used to either getting through it myself or just talking to my fam.
Yeah.
My close people. Like, I don't trust a lot of people, you know, with certain stuff. So I feel like that's why I haven't yet. But mm-hmm. I mean, right now I feel like, you know, my life is good. Like,
totally.
I'm happy. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Just got to stay right there. You know?
Yes. No, that's what I say. You always have a smile on your face.
Yeah. I'm yeah. always smiling. It's a lot behind the smile, but right now it's all smiles.
Good. No, I'm glad.
That is some telling stuff, isn't it? You listen to that in a, you listen to that in a different context now. Now
sure.
that you know what he is, where he is and what he's been through and where he and what he's doing now. Anyway, obviously, we hope the best for him. Do you have any theories about when you believe he will return?
I don't know. I mean, so the question that I had last night was last night a revelation or was last night a development in terms of the Woj and Tim McMahon report? Like, as in, was it, did he go to Florida recently, or is that somewhere he has been? Because I do.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think it's a little more interesting.
Here's the other question around it is, what was the point of leaking that to Woj last night?
Right.
Like, is that, okay, it's time for us to update you on what's been going on?
Right.
Or, that's an interesting way to put it. Or is it like, okay, he's now decided he's going to Florida. He's right. going to enter whatever, and he's doing this. That's because if so, the first one suggests, you know, he could be on track to returning. Is the San Antonio game this Friday?
It is.
You don't believe he's coming back for this Friday, do you?
At this point, I don't. But you know what I mean. Like
next week,
Taylor Jenkins' comments have remained incredibly consistent. he is essentially given.
It's appropriate. It's yeah. indefinite, take as long as it will, and then there have to be some steps that are gone through before he comes back.
Correct. So my suspicion is no.
I suspect no. I suspect the earliest he will be back. Well, what's the game Monday? Monday is.
So Monday would be. Monday would be the Mavericks at home, the final home game against the Mavericks.
No, he's not going to be there for that.
Okay. Then they have back. They have Houston on Wednesday and Friday.
Right. And that was you had earlier said when
that's
we were
kind of,
purely
yeah, when I was,
irresponsibly guessing.
Right.
You had earlier said the Houston game, and I had said the next week the Orlando game.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the next week. I think it's fruitful the way they are talking about it now, which is this is the team we got. Like, that's the message the team is giving, too. When Dylan Brooks said, this is our team through the playoffs, he didn't mean we ruling out Ja coming back. What he meant was, this is who we have now. He's out indefinitely. And we will welcome him back when he's back. But for now, we have to win games. And honestly, they've been helped by injuries, but they have.
Oh, for sure.
In a way that I don't think anyone would have. When you know that Steve-O was gone and Ja was gone indefinitely, I don't think we would have imagined necessarily this.